attitude to your afternoons.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Guess what today is? Hump day!
Yeah. Yeah, hump day. Hump day. I hate that camel. You know, you were right yesterday. You think I can get my money back for this air conditioner? Somebody started the show yesterday. I got a home unit put into the dojo here so it would be nice and cool. I don't need it. What is it, 70 degrees?
Dude, today is the perfect day. There's not a cloud in the sky here in Medina. I took Frankie for two walks today. This, I guess, is what it's like living in San Diego. 72 degrees, sunny with a little breeze, and it's like that supposedly every day in San Diego. This is an absolutely perfect day. We got the screen door and the windows open and everything like that. Let the fresh air come in, the cool breeze. This is a gorgeous day, man.
Yeah, but I need it a little bit warmer because we don't get too many of these days. It's almost the official start of summer. It's going to be the longest days of the year, and it's only going to be 70 degrees. Where's the 80, 85 like it was last week?
We'll get there.
Where's the pool weather? Pool weather?
Then you're going to be complaining to me about, oh, man, I just got out of the shower and I'm sweating already. It's too hot outside and stuff.
No, I got the new air conditioner in the dojo. I'm going to be nice and cool, man. I'm ready for this stuff.
You're ready for
Come on.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what else we're ready for? The return of the state football championships for high school back to Canton, Ohio.
Where
we kind of figured. Yeah, we kind of figured yesterday when they said, hey, we're having a press conference on Wednesday at 1 p.m. at the Pro Football Hall of Fame with the OHSAA. And, you know, we were joking like, well, they're not going to come for a press conference in Canton and tell everybody they're not getting the state championships in football back. They're not going to pull a LeBron James, right?
Yeah, we love you. We're going to Cincinnati. That ain't happening.
No, right? So today, I watched it live on Facebook, and the two gentlemen that, handled the press conference were, I believe it's Doug Ute, the executive director from the OHSAA, and Steve Strawbridge from the Hall of Fame, right? And they held the press conference today announcing that indeed the state championship games, all seven of them for high school football, are returning to Canton starting this year and will run through 2023, JT. So this is a three-year contract. So we know for 21, 22, and 23, the state finals will be in Canton, Ohio. How sweet is that?
Well, it makes sense. You think about the best venues in the state, and there are a lot of great ones, from Cleveland, Youngstown, Cincinnati, Columbus, even Akron. But when you think about it, and you think about a high school stadium, or for even a better matter than that, college or pro even, I mean, Tom Benson Stadium doesn't take a backseat to anyone, and especially due to the infrastructure that we know of, the way they built that stadium, you can hook up to the internet. There's meeting rooms. There's all kinds of stuff you can do with the internet. And to make matters a little bit better, you've got the Pro Football Hall of Fame right next door. It doesn't get any better.
And, JT, think about it from a media perspective. We basically, as media members, get to go to an NFL stadium and do our jobs in that press box, right?
We're spoiled. That's different.
We really are getting to do high school football games there, and now D1 through D7 state title games in December this year and through 2023. We're going to have Tim Street on, the director of media relations from the OHSAA, at 4 o'clock to talk about this. And it was interesting, JT, as I watched the press conference today, some of the questions, Steve Dorshuk from the repository was there asking some questions in that. And he asked about the battle for it. What was there a battle? Were other cities involved? And yes, there were other cities. Maslin inquired about it, and they did a phenomenal job. Think about last year, right? We didn't even know if we were going to have a season. And we ended up having a season. And then when the state finals are rolling around, was it Franklin County or where was it? Somewhere in Columbus that was supposed to host the games.
They had
remember?
The game where they only had, I think they only had bleachers on one side of the field or so. I don't know where that was.
Right.
It was in Columbus, but I don't know where.
Franklin County, maybe off the top of my head.
No, no.
But they went purple, right? And so they said, nope, sorry, we can't host the games. And Maslin stepped up to the plate at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium and all the great people over there and did a great job hosting it. So they were in the running again this year. Columbus wanted it again. And I've got to believe other, you know, cities were involved. But when you have a state-of-the-art stadium like that in Canton, Ohio. You mentioned the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a draw as well for when you're not, you know, at the actual game for the kids and the family and friends to go there to do that. And it's pretty good as far as location. Some schools will have to travel a little bit more than others, but it's a good location for it. It is the perfect place, along with the volunteers and the people in Canton, Ohio, Stark County that do a phenomenal job.
Look, man, it's not like we live in California or Texas. You're driving. What's a long drive? 3 hours. Oh, sorry about your luck. You get to come to a city that's not – you're not going to be swamped by people. You know, it's not a huge market. You know, Canton's a small town, and football means everything here, and it's a bigger deal to have a game like that here. With seven divisions – in state championship games, you want to be swallowed up in a big city if you're a small school? No.
No.
You don't want to go to Columbus. I mean, yeah, it's nice to play in the Horseshoe, but you know what? When you're going out into the Horseshoe, and I was there for a football camp, and when you're there and there's nobody there, it sucks. I mean, it's like you're playing in a valley at a mountain somewhere. It's nice to look around and say, man, there's a lot of seats up there. I sure wouldn't want to have that seat, but guess what? Nobody's in that seat because there's nobody there. So when you're going to go to a city and you're going to play in a stadium that holds, what, 23, 24,000 maybe?
No.
It's not going to be that bad of a deal, and it's still a pretty big issue when you get to play in a professional football stadium.
Yeah,
it's cozy.
It is. And the fact that, you know, it's a three-day affair. It's a Thursday night game by itself, and then three on Friday, three on Saturday. They space them out and just enough time in between, and they do a great job.
You know what they proved? They proved a couple of years ago that they didn't have to use a couple of different stadiums. You know, nothing against Maslin, but they figured it out a couple of years ago that they could have all the championship games in one stadium. You know, we always used to think, oh, we got to split it up between Maslin, Canton, and maybe sometimes Akron U. That's not the case anymore, man. They can do it all, and they expanded it, and it went off without a hitch, didn't it?
Yeah. So happy to have it back in Canton, Ohio. All seven games over the next 3 years will be in one location, Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. And it was interesting, and I really never gave it much thought until the guys were talking about it today on the OHSA Facebook live broadcast of the press conference. Basketball now, boys and girls, Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Baseball, Akron, Ohio. Softball, Akron, Ohio. Football now, Canton, Ohio. I think you had track and field and maybe lacrosse in Columbus, Ohio. So all these sports are spread out throughout the state of Ohio.
And you know what they all have in common?
What's that?
They're all in Ohio, as you mentioned.
There you go.
It's good on your part. You're smart. Of course they're in Ohio.
Yes. Well, it's like Cincinnati, Ohio. Columbus,
Cincinnati,
Ohio.
Listen, first of all, your first mistake is this. The only city in Ohio that's not in the state of Ohio is Cincinnati. They're in Kentucky.
In Kentucky. Okay.
So you're right there.
Yeah. But it's nice to see that it's spread out through the state of Ohio, where that way, you know, you're not going to one city for every state championship.
Kenny, it's all based on a facility. If you wanted the best facilities, you'd have everything in Columbus. I mean, let's face it. It's a state college, right? Ohio State University. They've got probably the best small school or small baseball field, you know, with the exception of maybe a double A or a triple A. And if you wanted to, you would still have the triple A. Didn't Jackson win it at the Clippers a couple of years ago?
Yes, yeah. Well, when
whatever that's called, that stadium? With some Huntington Bank, right?
Nicholas and Dingler and those guys were
Huntington
there.
Bank Stadium. That's where the Clippers play.
That's where they want it. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you wanted to play baseball, I guess the only thing other than a professional MLB stadium would be maybe the Captains. I mean, if you didn't want the Arrows and you didn't want the Clippers Stadium to use for baseball, what else would you use? You would use Ohio State or what? the Captain Stadium? I'd never been there.
Lake County Captain's nice stadium. Not as nice as Canal Park where they hold it now.
That's a nice park.
Beautiful stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. For a double-A team in Major League Baseball, that's the park you get to play in? You're spoiled.
And Firestone, as far as girls softball, I don't think there's a better stadium than that. With the exception of maybe wherever they had that that fundraiser for Jarvis Landry. Where in the heck is that at?
Well, that was Lake County. That was Captain Stadium.
Oh, I thought it was a softball stadium.
No. What they did was
I couldn't believe it. Okay.
They put a fence up in the outfield to
that
play softball.
Sense,
but Baker Mayfield was actually hitting home runs over the real
fence. Gotcha. I got it. I thought it was played at a softball stadium somewhere, and I'm going, what the heck? Where is that?
Right. And, I forgot the swimming state championships. Aren't they right here in Canton, Ohio,
They used to be at the Natatorium, sure.
Right, sure. So
I think they still are.
So they spread it out throughout the state, which is great. But, hey, Stark County, the football county in the state of Ohio.
Right.
No questions asked about that. And nobody's going to complain. Nobody can argue that. It is the best.
Don't forget, too, you've got the HBCU Hall of Fame game as well.
And Division III national championships. For football.
They reschedule that?
I believe they're coming back, So Mount Union, if they can get back to the national championship game next year in Division III, could be being played right there up the road from Mount Union University. Is it University of Mount Union or Mount Union University?
University of Mount Union, I want to say.
UMU. Is that what it is? UMA. That's what it is, right?
Crazy. What's the name of that bird? Macaw. The mascot's name is
McCall.
How about that? I can remember that.
Look, that's because of the intern Hoss. You remember that.
Wouldn't tell you what I had for lunch today, but I'll tell you the mascot at the University of Mount Union is McCall. Shouldn't it be a Raider?
You would think so, but here's the thing. A Raider is a pirate that has a parrot, parrot is a McCall, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't go there. I went to Baldwin Wallace for crying out loud. All right? So, again, coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll get more details on this from Tim Street from the OHSAA. If you can't wait until then and you'd like to read the official press release, it is up on our website at WHBC.com. All right, so that's the big news locally here in Stark County. The Indians a winner last night, JT, and I'm not going to tell you I told you so, but I'm telling you I told you so. Brian, give me the highlight from last night.
Bradley with a drive, high, deep to right, it's got a chance, it is gone! A majestic, towering blast to right by Bobby Bradley. Whatever apartment he had in Columbus, he can turn in the keys.
Bobby B!
Yes, sir!
Did you see how, you don't get the game still.
Right.
This dude, Andre Knott said something about it the other day, about how much weight that he lost before he came back, before spring training. This dude, I don't know if he's chiseled or not, but he's lost a ton of weight. He looks like a totally different person.
He does, and that's the maturity of a young guy that you maybe through high school and then in the minors or college, depending on if you went to college or not, you were just so much better than everybody else, so you didn't think to change anything, right? You could have the extra pounds and whatnot, but then you get to the big league level and you see all these guys that are raking and driving moonshots like that.
You've got to be driven by
something.
Yeah. We thought Owen was going to be driven. Everybody told us he was going to rip the cover off the ball. He couldn't get it done, and you know what? Bobby couldn't either the last couple of times he's been brought up, but let's hope that he stays hot, man. This offense needs it. Now more than ever, considering your starting pitching has got so many injuries.
How about my guy, Bobby Bradley, hitting at a .440 clip in his first 8 games with the Indians? And check this out. You know you're doing well when you have more RBIs than games played.
Wow.
Bobby Bradley with 10 RBIs in 8 games. He has 3 home runs, 2 doubles, and he's batting .440, man. That's a big boost to that offense that needed it in the worst way.
Yeah, keep doing what you're doing, and don't listen to your hitting coach if he comes around you, because this guy's hot. The rest of the team is getting there. I mean, slowly but surely, this team, we said yesterday, since the beginning of June, is hitting like .280. And with runners in scoring position, I don't think there's a hotter team in all of Major League Baseball. Now, again, it helps when you're playing a team that had What, they have four errors last night? Three or four errors again? Baltimore? Terrible.
The Orioles stink.
Oh, my gosh. They have like six errors in two games.
Yeah, that's why I said they need to sweep this team. You cannot give up a game to this team. You're at home. They're coming to you. They've lost how many in a row on the road? They throw the ball all over the damn place. And even without your ace and your number two star. And my guy's going tonight.
Tonight.
Savali. Whoa. Savali. Yeah. Sing it, Dino.
Don't black cat him, man. Don't get too overconfident, man. Last time you did
this, right, Dean Martin.
Yeah, the last time you got overconfident, they put Shane Bieber on the 10-day IL.
Come on, I did not get overconfident.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. I said that's a win. He's pitching against Seattle. That's a win. And he lost, gave up five runs, and now he's on the DL.
Yeah, we're going to win this one. This is a no-brainer tonight. Yeah, Indians or what? Let me see what the number is on this
game. Is, yeah. They got, what are they, four-run favorites tonight against this crappy Orioles team?
Minus 165.
Okay. All right, so bet 165 to win 100 on the Indians tonight. I thought it'd be higher than that, to be honest with you. With Savali on the bump, 9-2, 330 or 317 earned run average, I thought it'd be a hell of a lot higher than that. But, hey, you've got a first baseman now. If you're Terry Francona, don't mess with it. You leave him. I don't care if it's a righty, a lefty, a guy that can throw with both hands. I don't care. Leave Bobby Bradley at first base and let him play every single day.
I don't know if there's another manager in the history of baseball. I'm going to go out there right now. Callers, right, let me know if I'm right or wrong. But I think when I watch this guy and I watch all the games, I don't know if there's another manager that has as much fun or appreciates the game of baseball as much as Tito Francona. When you watch him during the game, and I'm going to tell you something else, listen to the post game, whether it's on the radio or watch it on television, because you will learn so much about baseball by listening to Terry Francona. It's amazing.
Yeah, the pregame as well on the radio.
It's amazing.
I love it when Hammy talks to Tito during the pregame. Since I don't get them on TV, I listen to them on WHBC. And, you know, there's always the manager's minute or whatever it is that, Hammy does. And so, you know, there's always good stuff. You know what? I think he appreciated it more after he got fired from Boston, was in the media, and then came back, right? I think that made him appreciate the game more and managing the game more. And then, JT, I'll double down on that. After his health scares the last couple of years, I think he appreciates it even more now.
That could be. Or it could be that this is the youngest team in baseball, and he really appreciates it. Look, we didn't know how he was going to handle this when you got rid of, or I shouldn't say got rid of, but when the Lindor situation really came about. We didn't know whether or not, and we had said, you know, maybe it might be time for Tito to, you know, like maybe just ride on into the sunset because of the fact that we had seen how he was with some of these other veterans that had been around for a while. And it started a couple of years ago with Jason Kipnis. We got to find a place for him. He's got to play every day. If he can't play at second base, we're going to put him in the outfield. If we need an outfielder, let him go, man. But what we're seeing now is the fact that he's trying so many different things. And for this team to be, what is it, 6-7 games over 500 now? And not only that, you go into yesterday's game and a play was made and a double play is turned. You know who your second baseman was last night? Ernie Clement.
Wait, who?
Exactly.
Who was it?
Ernie Clement.
He got called up? I know he was in the minors. I know, but
he had an RBI.
He played yesterday?
Yes.
Really? So he got his first hit then yesterday as a major leaguer.
Absolutely, yes.
Guys, he was called up Sunday. I didn't even know it
either. How about that?
Ernie Clement.
You know who your DH was last night?
If he's playing second base, then it was Cesar Hernandez.
It was Hernandez at DH.
Yeah.
When is a second baseman your DH? I'll tell you when. When Tito Francona is your manager.
Well, what Tito likes to do, JT, is he tries to keep everybody involved and keep everybody happy by giving them a shot in the lineup or a day off to rest the legs so you're not playing, you know, defense. So he does this on a regular basis, and it's part of why he's been so successful and why guys love him.
Amazing.
They know that, you know, he's going to be fair with them, and he's going to give them a day off unless they don't want it. And a lot of guys will go, you know, and say, look, you're not taking me out of the lineup. Okay, then I'll just DH you today. And it works.
Fine.
So good for Ernie Clement then yesterday. You mentioned the Lindor trade. I was just checking. I wanted to see where he's at.
He's on fire.
He's up to 220. Yeah.
He's been good.
He's up to 220 now.
I watch every day. That's why I don't bring it up on the show, because he's slowly creeping up. You said it a couple of weeks ago. He's going to hit about 250.
Yeah, he's going to end up at 250 with about 30 bombs, close to 80, 90, 100 home runs, depending on how hot he gets. You know, so
I don't know if there's anybody as hot as Rosario who took his place, though.
Well, you know what? It's all about riding the hot bat.
Right.
Right. Some guys carry you for 1 or 2 weeks. Other guys like a Franmil Reyes or a Jose Ramirez can carry you for a month or 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it is, right? So you know, right now you've got Bobby Bradley that's on fire, Rosario's hitting well, and then Tito's adjusting the lineup, sprinkling in guys left and right here and there to try and get those at-bats we talked about.
I mean, Ahmed Rosario, if my mother was still alive, she'd call him Ahmed. Ahmed Rosario hitting 284. I mean, this guy's been – what a great find he's been. And you know what? He's played a lot better when he got everyday reps at shortstop, not center field. And speaking of center field, how do you like that center field position now? You don't have to talk about it every day because Bradley Zimmer's playing a good center field.
He had a nice diving catch the other day I saw. I'm looking at his numbers. You know, he's batting 225. I'd like to see that to be higher, but his OBP on base percentage is 350, which is good. Meaning
he's a threat to steal every time he gets on base.
Or walks and possible stolen bases. So, right now the Indians, they're hanging in there. The White Sox won yesterday. They shut out Tampa Bay 3-0. Tampa Bay, did you see Tampa Bay lost their ace?
Yes.
Tyler Glass now?
We talked about it yesterday. And you know what they're going to do is he's going to try to not have surgery. And this could screw him up even longer.
And to your point, you asked me yesterday, the pine tar rosin, what do they call
it? Spider tack
and all that. Do I think that has led to any injuries? You asked me that yesterday.
He thought it did.
Glass now said, look, we've all cheated. Okay, I admit it. I use suntan lotion and rosin, right? And now you're telling me in the middle of the season I've got to stop doing that or I'm going to get suspended for 10 games. So the last two games I've pitched, I've stopped using it, and I've had to grip the ball harder in that.
Yeah.
And I think now to me it sounds like an excuse, but he's saying because he stopped cheating using the sticky stuff, he's had to, grip the ball harder, and it's affecting his muscles in his arm, and that's why he got hurt.
Sorry
I'm not
about
buying
your luck,
it.
Pal. You're a major league pitcher. You should be able to do that. Don't you remember a couple of years ago when I asked Shane Bieber, how can you get on the mound and throw a ball 90, 95 miles an hour so violently and not throw your arm out?
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm an older guy, and I get it, but I'm in pretty decent shape. If I go outside and throw a baseball the length of my yard, it's going to hurt my arm. It's just going to hurt. It's going to ache. And I'm like, geez, what did I do? Now, obviously, I'm not a professional. I don't do it every day, and I don't do it for a living. If I did, maybe I would break it into shape, and it would be okay. But it just still doesn't make sense that these guys don't throw their arm out, don't have more Tommy John, don't have more rotator cuff injuries. It's amazing to me.
Well, think about it. Isn't DeGrom hurt, too, for the Mets?
Yes.
Their ace?
Dude, everybody's hurt in every sport right now.
Right. So DeGrom's out. Bieber's out. Glasnow's out. We've got Plesek recovering from when he ripped his shirt off his chest too hard and hit his thumb off something.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
So what do you do when he comes back? Do you not give him any more of those dry fit shirts?
Yeah. You know what?
They're too tight.
Anytime he pitches, you make sure you don't have a button jersey. You wear the pullover so he doesn't, rip the buttons off and hit his hand on the chair or allegedly
get
hit
him
his
one of
hand
those,
on the chair.
You know what they need to do? Get him one of those Greg Pruitt tearaway jerseys.
Yeah, ooh,
rip
nice.
It right off him every day.
I like button snaps. I'm a big fan of the snap.
Yeah,
jerseys.
he could hurt himself on that. Sometimes get stuck. You get one of those tearaway jerseys and hey, please, Zach, you're done. And you just rip it right off of him.
Like Hulk
Go
Hogan.
Go to the showers. Yes.
You're like Hulk. Yes, just tear it off. All the Hulkamaniacs. Hey, brother.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, we'd be like police that. We'd make him Hulk. Hulk Plesak, and he just ripped the shirt off his chest. Oh, take your vitamins, brother. All right, let's do this. We're going to get a break in right now. When we come back, you mentioned injuries in other sports. We have to talk about what's going on in the NBA. They are dropping like flies everywhere with the remaining teams in the playoffs, and LeBron James just sent out a tweet telling the NBA, basically, I told you so, that this was going to happen. We'll get into all the injuries and how that's affecting the NBA playoffs moving forward here over the last couple of weeks next on the Kenny and JT Show.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.